As part of its Spokane Forest Initiative, the city of Spokane will hand out 2,000 free trees, half of them on April 17th and 18th at three area nurseries, and the other half in October. The initiative aims to plant 10,000 new trees in the city by next year as part of a long-range plan to reduce stormwater runoff into the Spokane River. The idea is that tree roots will take up much of the surface rain and snow runoff that would otherwise seep down into the river. In Coeur d'Alene, the city has bought a sizable batch of young trees that are suitable for planting in rights-of-way in front of homes. Those trees are available first-come, first-served to homeowners who agree to water and otherwise care for them, and to protect them from death by weed whacker, one of the most common causes of arborside. In Spokane, the City Office of Neighborhood Services has lined up three nurseries, the Blue Moon Nursery, the Home Fires Nursery, and the Spokane Conservation District, to give out free trees, two to a family. The species are more varied than in the Coeur d'Alene program. Spokane will have everything from serviceberry to bristlecone pines, one of the world's longest-lived and slowest-growing trees. I'm Tom Bacon.